as always, what we say, Gihurki. Pina Yamakhrutman. Yes, it is titled Wonder Love. We are about to continue our stories when it comes to word on the streets, and this is what hope has.
You know, man, sometimes brands, when they make campaigns and all that, they would actually like look for an actor and all that, or an actresses. So, but then Bridgestone, the tire company, when they made this campaign, they actually went for the right people. So South Africa's first black Olympic gold medalist, Joshua Tungwane, two-time Olympic 800 meter champion Caster Semenya, and Robin silver medalist Lawrence Britain unveiled as ambassadors for tire and rubber company Bridgestone. The name of the campaign is Chase Your Dreams No Matter What. So we know her, like, Caster Semenya has been like facing a lot of backlash from the world about like her gender and all that, and then Tungwane is, speaks of how running helped to feed his family, because like he's from a poor family, and then Britain talks of how he managed to like beat cancer with the money that he got from doing
from
athletics and all that.
Yeah, man,
so like they actually found the right people to for this campaign, because chase your dreams no matter what,
you know,
like people always talk and all that.
The slogan was enough,
man.
Chase your dreams, and like it's for a wheel company, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like yes, they went to the right people when it comes to, you know, being the ambassadors for that brand, because we know Caster Semenya to always being, you know, making moves and just taking up space within the sports field. So really, it's really something that I believe is going to attract attention to a lot of people, especially because they took people that, you know, inspired a lot of people around the world. Dominique, what do you think about this?
It's good, hey? I like the slogan though. It's catchy. It's nice. It relates
chase your dream.
Yeah, hey. It's, I mean, simple to the point.
Chase your dreams.
Yeah, you'll figure it out what that means for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes you'd ask yourself, Furumara, these people are making ridiculous money, but let's be honest, they deserve it. Especially because some of them come to the field, you know, with the intention of not only feeding themselves, but also their family members, like the two guys said. So really, it's really for a great cause, and we really have no place whatsoever to complain about what they do.
Yeah,